Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hi guys, and welcome to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Thank you for joining me today. And today's episode is all about balancing the divine feminine, healing the divine feminine, and also the importance of voicing your truth as well, and speaking up when it's important to, and how this all correlates to the divine feminine energy. So for those of you who are like, what are you even on about, Emma? What is divine feminine energy? A really quick rundown of this is simply that I have been kind of exploring my divine feminine energy more throughout 2019. I was very in my kind of masculine energy before, and you can always sort of tell when someone is good with their divine masculine energy or good with their divine feminine energy. So no matter what you identify with, whether you would class yourself as male, female, or even non-binary, every single human being has divine feminine and divine masculine energy within them. So the yin, the yang, the darkness, the light, the summer, the winter, this is all part of the polarities and balance we see within the universe. So even if you identify and call yourself female, and you're like, I'm definitely a divine feminine, you absolutely have divine masculine energy within you too. So the reason why I'm focusing solely on the divine feminine aspect is simply because that is what has sort of come up for me recently. So some simple explanations of what someone looks like if they're really in their divine masculine is they're very much a pusher. They are very successful. They will deliver. They will push. They will execute. They will be very much in their summer. Summer is very much a manifesting masculine energy, whereas the divine feminine is more of the winter energy, the darker energy. That's not like a bad thing, by the way. She's very much intuitive. She goes within. The very feminine is like a very inner journey, whereas the masculine is a very outer journey. So sometimes we'll be more in our masculine, where we kind of have that summer when we're out, we're doing, we're creating, we're manifesting, we're thriving, and then we'll go into that sort of winter period of the divine feminine where we go into that inner sort of hibernation, where we go on that inner journey, we heal, we're intuitive, we birth, we create, we kind of plant the seeds within our womb space, and that is what the kind of divine feminine energy is. So we have both, and both are good, and it's equally important to have both balanced. So for instance, an imbalanced feminine would look like someone who doesn't do anything. They're very much like in their feminine and they don't necessarily execute, or they sit on their ideas for too long. They're not very sort of confident. They're not very pushing forward. They'll kind of sit and mull things over a lot and not sort of execute, but be very feminine, be very gentle, be very nurturing, but not necessarily have that get up and go attitude. Whereas someone who has an imbalanced masculine can look very egotistical. They can sort of be pushing themselves to a point where they are abusing their feminine energy, almost being that sort of cut off to your intuitive spiritual side. So for instance, like I've been very much in my masculine energy over the last few years, not in a bad way, in a good way of using that for my career and, you know, working hard and, you know, achieving what I want to sort of do. Whereas this year has been all about the divine feminine. So although I've had that masculine energy there, I've equally been working on balancing the feminine and working with my cycles, working with that deep, you know, nourishing feminine energy to connect to my feminine more and to become softer. And, you know, that's not a bad word to use either as well. Like that is, you know, the feminine is a very soft, gentle energy. So that's what I've sort of been going into as such and connecting to that side. So this is what's inspired this whole podcast. But recently, what has been sort of coming up for me is the need to speak up. And this links to ancestral healing as well. So this relates to your parents, grandparents and ancestors way, way before, where things can be carried down through our generational lines. And we kind of bring them into this lifetime as lessons to, or karmic lessons as such, to heal, to overcome, to stop the generational patterns going down and down and down to our children, grandchildren, etc. So you can see in the world right now, the divine feminine has been rising. Ever since 2012, the divine feminine has been rising. So this is why you're hearing a lot more of the Me Too movements. This is why you're hearing more of equality for women. It's all coming up to balance the divine feminine. So not only as spiritual beings, the fact that we're awakening to spirituality is also balancing that divine feminine energy. You see it in society, we're seeing it in the news, in the media, we're seeing it in world affairs, that the divine feminine is rising and being balanced. So this is really the time of the divine feminine, and the divine feminine in everybody, just to kind of say, like, this definitely isn't a women only podcast or a women only movement. Every single human being has this feminine energy within them. So it's really about, even for men, to balance that energy and to go into their intuitive side and go into that inner journey, because our men need that too. Absolutely. Everybody needs it. And you'll see a lot more women speaking up. And the reason why I wanted to share this podcast with you today is simply because the way that we heal this divine feminine energy for ourselves and collectively is by doing that inner work. So the fact that you're here, you're listening to this podcast, you're more than likely on your spiritual journey and doing the work, you're already showing up, which is great. You're already working with your feminine energy, most likely. And you're exploring the different sides of your feminine and exploring the different sides of spirituality. So for me, that naturally came by wanting to work with my cycles to manifest. And I don't just mean moon cycles, I mean your monthly cycle as well, if you have a womb. So there's lots of ways that all of this cyclic nature and cyclic beings flow into that divine feminine energy work. So some really good people to have a look up if you want to know lots of great information about the divine feminine energy, how to balance it, how to work, and also how to work with the masculine energy as well, is Rebecca Campbell, Rise Sister Rise, is a great book which talks a lot about this. So basically any work from Rebecca Campbell mentions this, talks about this, and helps understand this. Also Lisa Lister's work. Now Lisa's work focuses more on kind of witchy terms and Wiccan, but for me, for someone who doesn't really connect with that term, I did really connect with her work still, and it was great to learn to work with My Lady Landscape, that's one of her books, and to understand a bit more of the power of the divine feminine. And you know, any goddess books will also reiterate that as well. So Emma Milden has recently got the Evolution of Goddess book out, so you can see like any sort of those topics are going to cover this energy for you and help you. But Rebecca Campbell's work, I would say, is the most straightforward, if you want sort of simple terms, which, you know, for me was great for me to just understand it at probably a level of someone who didn't connect to all the other terms. It was a great book to just learn about this energy and learn what I could do. So whether you then look into womb work, etc., there's loads of ways. And you know, I've really been healing that. And it's interesting, by doing all these things like reading these books, educating myself on the divine feminine energy, working with the divine feminine energy, coming out of that masculine energy to manifest with my feminine energy, what has actually happened in my life. So for me, not only has it allowed to connect to my femininity more, for instance, I think I've said this before, I suffer from acne. Well, not so much now, which I'm super blessed by, but over the last couple of years, it has sort of spiked up for me. And it was all on the left side of my face, which is the divine feminine side. So the way to remember this, of which side of your body is which. So the left-hand side of your body, like from your perspective, is your divine feminine, and your right side is your masculine. Now that will confuse you, because obviously the left side of your brain is your monkey mind, is your masculine side of the brain, and the right side is creative, which is the feminine. So just remember, it's always the opposite side to the brain. I don't know how that works, but that's how it is. I did not make these things up. So that's how I always remember it. And this acne was all over the left side of my face. It was really peculiar. And then when I was doing this work and realized like the left-hand side of my body, and then when I went to have a Reiki session, the lady was saying like, yeah, the feminine side of you is imbalanced. I'm going to balance it for you. It clicked for me of like, holy shit. Okay, wow. And then when I healed that, the acne then moved to the right hand side of my face, where I've been trying to balance my masculine energy now. So it's really funny how things like acne or health conditions can show up on those certain sides of the body, etc. And you know, as women, it's just so important not to suppress that feminine energy, because a lot of the time when women are in their masculine energy, this is why you see a lot of issues surrounding wombs, periods, fertility. This is all that suppression. So when I stress to you, and I mean, I've seen it so much in the spiritual sphere of, do not suppress your feminine energy. Like, trust me, it is not good. Work with it, flow with it. And, you know, ironically, literally flow with it like your period. But, you know, there's so many ways you can sort of explore this beautiful energy. And from doing this over the last, I would say, year and a half now, really, gradually sort of progressing into it further and further, and realizing that this year specifically, 2019, was like the year of the feminine for me to really embrace it and really work with it. And work with those wounds and ancestral trauma that I can see, like my mum has started stepping up, and then my gran. And it was really odd how the women in my family were being forced to address things. Now, this does naturally happen with spirituality anyway. When you kind of do your work, you show up, the people around you are, they're going to start questioning stuff. They're going to start thinking, maybe there's some truth to all of this. But in terms of this specifically, when you do your divine feminine work, the rest of the women in your family are going to start doing it too. And I started seeing this, and I didn't even know that was a thing until I mentioned it to my friends. They were like, that's definitely a thing. This happens. It's really common. So I've also seen my mum go through that transformation of coming out of her shell, of finding her confidence, because she was very in her feminine energy and I was very in my masculine. So it's interesting for her to, well, for me to see her balance that and actually heal her ancestral trauma with her side of things. And then I've been doing that, and it's just a bit weird because I'm like, oh wow, okay, this really does rub off on other people. So when you do the healing, don't just think that's for yourself. You're doing it for the collective too. The people around you are really positively going to be impacted by this. And this is why I say, you know, if you want to see change around you, be the change, because that change energy is going to attract change in all aspects of your life and the environments around you. So really, by doing this work, you're not only doing it for yourself, the women in your family, you're doing it for the collective feminine energy too. So what you are doing is impacting, which is so important. And a big, obviously, trait of the divine feminine rising is the woman being able to speak up. And we're hearing so many brave women, you know, come forward and share their experiences and share their pain to, you know, help others and to inspire and to create change. And this is what I really want to encourage you to do, that is the essence of the divine feminine. The divine feminine has been suppressed for thousands of years. Like, think about it. This is pretty much the first lifetime where we haven't been burnt at the stake for, you know, believing in spiritual stuff. So we live in a time where we are freaking blessed, where, you know, we're not going to be persecuted for speaking out our truth, speaking about spirituality or manifesting or anything sort of spiritual. So really, you know, as women, that was a thing. We would have been accused of witches, witchcraft, and burnt or drowned or horrific things. And, you know, I've known from doing past life regression, there's been terrible things that have happened to me over numerous lifetimes where I, you know, because I was either spiritual or, I helped people, healed people, I was persecuted for that. Now, luckily in this lifetime, I never really had a problem with speaking up. And I think that's because I was such a shy, timid child that my parents sort of thought, right, we need to do something about this. So I was kind of like sent to do acting classes, performing arts. And I think just from that experience, that helped me with that confidence. And then as I turned into an adult, it was all fine. Like, I've never sort of had confidence issues as such. But that is a very common thing for a lot of women out there, that they really struggle, or, you know, non-binary people as well, they've really struggled to speak up and voice their truth. And this is all part of healthy boundaries, of setting boundaries for people as well, of, and men will suffer with this too, definitely, of like speaking up and being heard, because we just in society, we just have not had that. We live in a society in 2019 where we still have gender pay gaps. We live in a society where women of color are still being, you know, treated like shit. And you just think, come on, we are in 2019, but these things happen. And this example I'm going to talk about, I was shocked, and I fully witnessed my privilege here of, I was shocked that I was at the receiving end of discrimination in 2019 last week. But whether that's because I was just comfortable, whether that's because I just did not expect it in 2019, I don't know what it was. So I think if anything, this incident has brought it to my awareness of how far we still need to go and how important every woman's voice is, because it is going to help collectively. So this whole message of this podcast is speaking up, voicing your truth, being honest to yourself, working with your divine feminine energy is going to heal so much for yourself, family, and collective divine feminine as well. In all of us, like men, women, non-binary, exactly like I said, every single human being, it will help heal collectively. So it's important to. And, you know, there are so many people's voices who need to be heard, and by speaking up and being an ally to people, this is how we can help this situation, where if we see discrimination of any form, if we see inequality in any form, speaking up, even if it's not happening to ourselves, speak up and help that person, because they may need your voice. They may not feel confident enough to speak up or to stop whatever may be going on. So I'm not going to go into details of what happened to me last week, because obviously it's being dealt with professionally, it's being dealt with in the correct manner, and obviously I just don't feel it's appropriate to discuss said matter at the moment. But ultimately what happened is I was in a position where I went for advice, and I was discriminated against as a woman, and I was made to cry for an hour in this place, and it was awful. And I went home crying. I called up Hannah, my friend, straight away, and I was like, I don't know why I'm so upset, because I know me, and if someone speaks to me like that, they very much get an...
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
F off, or I walk out, or I'm just like, do you know what? Go F yourself. I'm out of here. So I have no problem speaking up and knowing when something is wrong. And I said to Hannah, I was like, I don't know why I can't stop crying, and I feel so traumatized by this experience. Like, on the grand scheme of things, like, I was not being sexually abused, you know what I mean? Like, it was words. So how could that have affected me so much? And, you know, Hannah was explaining, like, you're not just crying the tears of you. And I knew that. She said, you're crying the tears for women who have been spoken to like this over generations. And I knew that was true, because it made no sense to me why I was so upset by this. Because normally I'm so quick to just brush this stuff off and be like, what a twat, like, F off, I'm out of here. And I felt like I couldn't leave. And I knew that a lot of tests had sort of come up in terms of speaking up and voicing my truth in quite a lot of areas of my life. And I was like, by making a complaint about this and going down the proper routes to make sure this doesn't happen again, this isn't for myself. This isn't for justice for myself. I really couldn't give a crap. Like, you know, that person has to live with themselves. Do you know what I mean? Like, at least I know I'm a kind human being who had to experience that. Like, but what concerned me most was that vulnerable people were in this person's care, and vulnerable people would be in a room with this person. And that's what concerned me. Is for me, I know my worth. I know who I am as a person. I work on self-love like a warrior. So for me, the hurtful comments, the degrading comments simply just went off like water off a duck's back. But it's the fact that it happened in a place where you should feel you can trust that person. And it's the fact of, if somebody was with this person who was not, who had mental health issues, who had confidence issues, who maybe felt insecure, I don't know, if they were not in a great place, that could tip someone over the edge, what happened to me and what was said to me. And it's just concerning for me. So I knew I had to speak up. I didn't want to. And Hannah was like, you know, come on, like, this happens more frequently than you think, and this needs to be voiced. And for me, I was like, I just don't want to cause, you know, issues. I don't want to, like, have to go through the process of this. Like, and then I kind of slept on it and thought, I don't know, it's like when I woke up, I just knew I had to do it. Not for myself, not for anything for me, but for the collective, for women, for men, for non-binary people as a collective, to say this is not acceptable. Discrimination of any form is not acceptable. And I think it awakens me to think, well, as a white woman, if I experience this, what the hell must other people experience? And that's what, like, really just drew awareness to me of, if I can be treated like this, what are people of colour being treated like? You know, what are women of colour being treated like? Men of colour, the LGBTQ community, non-binary people. Like, I see it all the time of the discrimination that goes on. And I just think, I am incredibly blessed, but still I'm experiencing discrimination, which is crazy. In 2019, it's crazy. So I went down the appropriate routes, and you know, I'm waiting to hear back of obviously what happens with that. But, or, you know, all I can do is heal that, move through that, and trust that by speaking up, that is going to create change. And that's all we can do. So if you see someone looking troubled, being harassed, being discriminated against in any shape or form, be an ally. Just be an ally, because that person may need you. And This just goes so much further than equality. It just does for women. It goes equality for all human beings. And it was just a moment where I was like, this is why the power of speaking up needs to be done, and done in all areas of our life as well. And from that, I then had subsequent situations where I also had to voice my truth, and I just thought, wow, okay, this is a real big test from the universe of being able to speak up, voice my truth, and help heal the divine feminine collectively, because this is what we need to do. Like, we should not have to tolerate this. We should not have to just deal with it. You know, it just shouldn't happen. We shouldn't have to deal with anything. Like, if someone is being horrible to you, abusive, rude, discriminative, whatever it may be, shouldn't happen, full stop. So this is why I want to share this with you. Not of a pity party, absolutely not. You guys know me, like, I am definitely not a victim. I am someone who will take that and say, right, how can we create change? How can I make sure this never, ever, ever has to happen to another person in this person's care? And it's baffling. It's baffling that we experienced this in 2019, but it clearly shows the steps forward that we still need to take. And working on your divine feminine energy is what's going to help this. So you may think, well, what can I do, Emma? How is just reading a few books and working with my divine feminine energy and speaking up really going to help me, help my family, or help the collective? But I hope these examples can show you that when you do the work, everybody, it affects everybody around you as well positively. So it's not just a case of, you know, I was doing the work for myself, but I positively saw the impact it was having on those around me and collectively. And I was able to share this with you. So it obviously had to happen to me for a reason to be able to share this and say the importance of speaking up is massive. And weirdly enough, amongst all of this, so, you know, I had a couple of days of feeling weird, of like, I don't know how to feel, but obviously I felt okay because I work on myself so religiously. It's, you know, I'm in a blessed position where I have the tools, and I'm in a blessed position, whereas I really feel for the people who go through this, who, you know, will take it personally, and because of course it's a very personal thing, of course it is, when you're, you know, being verbally attacked, it is a very personal thing. But I see past that now. I just see past people's projections, see past the bullshit, and, you know, I just hope that all my work allows other people to be able to have that outlook as well, of that you can find strength in these times, you can find strength in all of this, and working with your divine feminine is so powerful. Like, from doing this, I then, weirdly enough, in the week had crazy amounts of abundance. Like, I hadn't really been putting anything out there, I was too obviously distracted with everything else that was going on, and I just thought, wow, okay, this is amazing. Thank you, universe. But I did not expect this at all. So you can see that when you almost like step up and take on that test, take on that challenge and speak up, the universe is obviously going to reward that, because obviously that was a test, I guess, a challenge to be like, what are you going to do in this situation? So speaking up is so important for boundaries, for energetic boundaries as well. And, you know, I've got some videos on IGTV and my YouTube if you want to like know more about how to set healthy boundaries and loving boundaries, because that is definitely the way to do it. But really, it's a case of, for me, I just can't not speak my truth and speak up now, in all forms, I mean, because it would just feel inauthentic to me. It just wouldn't feel right. And, you know, being able to have tough conversations sometimes is more healing than you think, like way more healing when you think, when you can say, actually, I don't like the way you're treating me. Actually, no, I'm not going to stand for that. No, I'm not going to accept that. No, I shouldn't have to put up with this. You create that self-love, that self-care. You create the energy of healthy boundaries where you're not going to be mucked around. People aren't going to do that again because they don't expect you to speak up. And that is what I think unfortunately happened here with me of, you know, a young, good-looking girl comes in and they thought, she's probably not going to speak up. And the fact I was so emotional was probably a good confidence boost for them that I wouldn't. But little did they know that that does not mean that people don't speak up nowadays. Just because you're emotional doesn't mean you're weak. Just because you're a woman doesn't mean you're weak. Just because you're a man, it doesn't mean you're weak. All of the above doesn't mean you're weak. We express our emotions and ourselves in so many different ways, and that is the beauty of the divine feminine energy, of being able to express that. So speaking up and making sure you're heard, I mean, at the end of the day, with everything, it's out of my control now, the outcome of what happens. And again, with everything you do, speaking up, even if it's to a loved one, a partner, a friend, once you've said your truth, once you've spoken out, obviously you have to let go of the outcome. Like, I'm not necessarily expecting big miraculous change outcome from my complaint, but what I'm hoping it will do is stop this person in their tracks from doing it again, or hopefully be, you know, disciplined so that it doesn't happen again. So whatever way it happens, it's not up to me what the outcome is. I showed up, I spoke my truth, and the outcome is not for me to be in control of. So with everything, like even when I've had to voice my truth to family members, friends, loved ones, whatever before, it's not your responsibility how someone reacts to your boundaries, how someone reacts to you speaking up. You can never be accountable for that, because that's someone else's decision, that's someone else's choices of how they react. And if someone reacts badly to it, that's not your fault. And you know that, okay, if that person reacts to me like that when I state how I feel and how I deserve to be treated, then that shows more about them than it does about me. So it's really about detaching from that. But the more we can speak up and feel heard, and this comes into purpose, this comes into so many different things of being confident enough to speak your truth, speak up, and share your message as well. You know, so many people are scared to share their message because we've had years and lifetimes of persecution. So why would anybody want to sort of stand on stage and say, here's what I believe, here's a groundbreaking concept, which all of you are probably so surprised to that, you know, I would feel totally out of my comfort zone standing up on a corporate stage talking about law of attraction. But in front of my followers on a stage, we'd have a blast, because obviously I know that, you know, my followers are that way inclined and understand it. So I have had to do those things before, and it's just wording it in a way where it's not law of attraction, but really it is. And, you know, they can kind of work with that or understand it a lot more easier than me going full-blown spiritual queen on them. So again, people will fear speaking up, whether it's with love, with boundaries, with advice, or whether it is sharing your message. This is all the divine feminine. This is part of the path, the journey, the collective journey we are going down to balance the divine feminine in every single human being. So definitely I would suggest, if this podcast has resonated with you or hits a chord, or I don't know, just has spoken out to you in some way, like, be an ally for people. Definitely. That is my one pearl of wisdom I wish for you to take away, is to be an ally to every single human being if you see discrimination of any form, and to speak up for yourself. Like, you deserve to be treated with love and respect in every single situation in your life, in every environment you go into. So speaking up when that's not met is so important, because every time you do that, like, even if you go to a loved one and say that, they may go home and treat their family just that little bit better, just that little bit more of respect, because you've spoken up. So this isn't just about how you're treated. It's a domino effect of when you speak up, the divine feminine speaking up in general, and people are treated better. So it's not your job to know the outcome, but it's trusting that by every time you speak up with love and truth, that this will shift and that it will be a ripple effect throughout the collective. So I hope this podcast hasn't been too much of a heavy one for you. And obviously, if you have experienced similar to what I have or what any human being has in forms of discrimination, then obviously, like, sending you all the love and positive vibes in the world, because no human deserves that. And I feel that the more we can just have conversations like this, and the more people who just explore that divine feminine energy and just work with it, it's so beautiful, it's so calming. Like, I'm such a happier person since I have mellowed into my sort of divine feminine and really embraced it and worked with it, manifested with it, birthed my projects, books, whatever. Really embracing my feminine energy has been life-changing for me. So if you don't necessarily know much about it, like, go do some research. I've got some blog posts, I've got some YouTube videos. Like I said, Rebecca Campbell's a really good person to look up as well. Read the content. Do what you can to be an ally to every single person. And, you know that when you heal that ancestral or any of your wounds, your ancestral line will heal, the collective heals. It is a ripple effect. I can't even stress it enough of how much difference I have seen in the women of my family, of the women around me, of the collective as well, just from all of us sort of showing up and doing this work. So you do have an impact. We all have an impact. We are all one. Whether you talk to one person or speak on a stage in front of 10,000, every single person has the capability to shift that and to, you know, have an impact with their collective energy. So don't feel that you're insignificant. Don't feel that anything you do won't be noticed or won't be taken seriously, because it will. Energy-wise, it all matters. So anything any person can do as a whole, whether it's for yourself, healing yourself, showing up for yourself, showing up for your family, helping to heal family ancestral wounds, it all matters. It all matters and is relevant and will help you on your spiritual journey incredibly. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode, guys. I really appreciate all your views and listens. As always, if you want to join in on the conversation, that you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook. The link is down below. And of course, if you want to know anything more about myself or my life coaching, you can find it all on my website, emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens and your support. Sending you all lots of love, and I will see you in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.